brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, another hour. Let's go right to your calls ahead of a special report on GMOs lurking and taking over different Whole Foods facilities, not to mention just the Whole Foods company, but other organic chains. Let's talk to Jeff, Joe, Tony, Nelson, Richard, and others. Jeff in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. You woke me up about fluoride here recently, and I've actually been looking around at some of the local stores for some natural toothpastes, and most of the ones I seem to find that are fluoride-free are stocked full of other chemicals. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions of possibly where I could look, or maybe even you could look to, you know, start selling some as well.
Sure. I only missed about 5 seconds of what you said. I have an earpiece, and it's always unplugging down here because I don't wear headphones because it's a TV show as well as radio. And I missed just the first part of what you said because my thing popped out.
Yeah, you woke me up about the fluoride here recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for a suggestion on where we could find some good fluoride-free toothpaste that aren't stocked full of
water. Sure. Let me answer that question. We sell the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there, and they also have the lowest price, ProPure. I went and shopped, tested them, found them, used it for a year before I even started selling them a year and a half ago. Even those, you have to, if you buy the fluoride filter, it only reduces it by 90% or so because fluoride is so tiny and gets through everything. It's kind of like carbon monoxide as a gas. I mean, fluoride's not a gas, but you know, my point is it just will go through any filter. Separately with the toothpaste, I just want to point out water is where you really get most of it. Toothpaste it is highly concentrated, though. And even Walgreens and CVS's, because people have asked it to be stocked so long, the CVS where I shop by my house has now pulled the fluoride for babies. The manager said, yeah, we're pulling it all over the company because nobody buys it. But I did see your YouTube, and I know you shot in here. And I didn't believe you that the American Medical Association says children shouldn't drink fluoride water, but it was true. But you're not allowed to film in here. Well, yeah, I am. I'm a consumer. I'm going to show this. Anyway, side issue. They have it. But some areas of the country I travel to and I walk into a place, they don't have it. Generally, you need to search engine a health food store in your area and they will have it. Or you can buy organic toothpaste online. Tom's of Maine is the biggest seller. They have fluoride toothpaste as well. You've got to get it with no fluoride. There are a bunch of other companies I use that are just awesome. I use like 4 or 5 different types. I brush with different ones every day. I have this theory that it'll give me, you know, different types of minerals and vitamins that are in it to make sure my teeth are the cleanest. And I don't have one filling, folks. So chalk it up to that. Out there on my little desk table, I actually have a toothpaste. A fluoride-free. Will you run that into me? And I also have some natural deodorants. Bring those in. They're not sponsors, but I'll show you some of these here at the end of this segment that I use, if they're able to get them in here in time. But anything else?
Yes, I was wondering if you're going to get Lindsay Williams on. I haven't heard from him on your show recently, and I was wondering if he's still around.
Yes. In fact, I wanted to get him on because he was on about 6-8 months ago and predicted that within a year you'd see the start of the QE and the gas prices going up. So let's get Lindsay Williams on next week if he can do it. Yeah, here's Kiss My Face Triple Action Natural Aloe Vera Whitening. I know it's out on the table because I just bought this a few days ago because my other tube in my office bathroom is almost out. Xylitol, olive leaf extract, CoQ10, tea tree oil, cool mint freshness. And it's got a bunch of stuff in it, and some of them have like silica and things to, a potassium sorbate. It's all organic. It's got copper complex. This is one of my favorite brands right here. Not a sponsor, they should be. Liquid Rock paraben-free deodorant, that's really good. And I love Jason's aloe vera deodorant. These are really good since you asked. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here. Blasting out worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. And streaming video of the syndicated radio transmission via PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, you can also go to InfoWarsNews.com. We are continuing with your phone calls, and I'm noticing callers are calling in, bringing up, why are gas prices going up? Well, that's because the dollar's been devalued, and then speculators know that that's going to drive up crude, so they make bets, driving up the price even more. And the oil companies, on record, these aren't opinions, these are facts, AP sued 12 years ago, got the documents, that back in the mid-90s, they bought up all the little refineries and shut them down to create a bottleneck to ensure that they could control the price. So the oil companies are not innocent. Republican talk show hosts always act like oil companies are these perfect little angels, and then Democrats say they're the devil. The truth is the oil companies are diverse. They're not as diverse as coal, though, and that's why they're lobbying to shut down many of the coal power plants so that you then have to generate electricity with natural gas, which they tend to control more than the coal industry. And it's hurting poor people very, very badly. Just here in Austin, my power prices in the last 5 years have doubled. They shut down two city-owned power plants. Just shut them down, which made the private plants make more money, and now they're shutting down the final city plant that has a private operator, and they say it's going to go up even more. And they say it's for the earth. No, it's for insiders now who will make more money off less plants. I don't know how people can figure this out. Under Agenda 21, they're going to put you in a tiny little box house and make you pay for a mansion. They're going to make you pay more for water, everything, while telling you that there's none of it around. And in most cases, they're just making it up. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. Joe in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for about 8 months. I download and listen to your archives as well as your constituents, Dr. Ben Fuchs, Dr. Glidden, and Dr. Wallach. I love their shows and yours, too.
They're my constituents. I kind of like that.
I've been listening to your archive going back to 2003, trying to catch up on all the real issues. I'm awake now. You've opened my eyes to Agenda 21, chemtrails, GMOs, vaccines, our legal president using a fake social security number and all that. I'm pretty opinionated on some things. I've got a very interesting history. My life story is pretty interesting, but I'm not going to tie up the time with that. I just want to put some views out there that I've come across, starting with some of the things like I might disagree with the statement, so I'll put that out. First of all, PTSD, I feel, is a hoax, a DOD scam. I also feel that cancer is not so much a virus as it is a body response to an acidic environment in the blood.
Let me just stop you, because it sounds like we totally agree. You're saying I might disagree. PTSD is a real thing since, you know, I mean, every culture wrote about it for people that have been under too much stress too long. They called it shell shock in World War One, things like that. I mean, it's basically just collapsing or having a nervous breakdown. But now they're trying to tell all the troops they have PTSD so they can then take their Second Amendment away by adjudicating them as mentally ill. They're now trying to say that opposition to corruption is a mental illness. So they're using psychiatry and psychology as a tyranny again, just as was done by every other authoritarian society. I mean, we've been down this road before. But going, you know, to your second point about cancer, yes, they've proven that the acidic environment is what makes the cancer grow easier. It's always a bunch of things, but much of cancer that's transmitted, like SV40 is a classic example. That the entire, they say 99% of the Indian population is infected with it. It's in the SIRS systems there. It's in the SIRS systems here because the polio shots had it in it. And it's a communicable cancer virus. You know, just like they admit human papillomavirus causes cancer in the cervix. So sure, I mean, just because the viruses are triggering it, they have to still grow in fertile ground that's acidic. So I agree with you.
I appreciate that, and I do agree to that extent. Also, the prison population, I hate to jump tracks here and make you and your...
No, I love it. I love it. All over the map.
Okay. I've got personal history with the law. I lived in Austin. I did a stint there in the TCCC. You know, I've dealt with Judge Jean Muir. She took my kids, you know.
Oh, Judge Jean Muir. Yeah, what a creature.
CPS actually went out of state and took my kids in Little Rock, Arkansas. So they don't appreciate the boundaries.
They take people's kids in Austin for being late to class three times. I actually have the newscast, and it's a fake court. They call them in and get the parents to sign their kids away. Now one more absence, and they call that three being late to class. And you're going to juvenile hall. They just like 8, 9, 10 year olds, and then the parents sign an adjudication agreeing contractually, and it's not even a real court. I mean, they call it the absent assistance program. And we ended up in the court beating it, but they just brought it back later. I can't fight everything. It's just pure evil. Anyways, what else is on your mind, sir?
In ROTC, I think I swore to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So it's in my heart. I love the Constitution. It's what makes this country great, but it's what makes this country. It's the blueprint for everything, and it's what gives everybody their jobs. Law enforcement,
everything. That's where the the statutory authority flows from, because it's we the people. I appreciate your call. Great points. Really good caller there. I like callers that bring up a shotgun approach of different things, because it's all interconnected. Let's talk to Nelson in Georgia. Nelson, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
It's time to cut the head off the snake. We know who the enemy is. We know it's the pharma, Big Agra. We know it's the bankers. We know it's the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller family. It's time for our military to stand up and go after the enemy. It's time for a coup. That's the only way we're going to get out of this, is to take these people out. And once you start going after bullies, the bullies run, because that's all they are, is bullies.
Well, I'll say this. The problem is these bullies have been so smart, they've institutionalized and built the whole system, tying it into them where it's too big to fail. Now I agree that's a lie, because if it continues to go along this path, it's meant to totally collapse us into a greater tyranny under them. But they've got their minions, their operatives, their people that make money and get power out of the system. And so the military leadership is not going to want to get rid of the system and restore the republic, because they're like domesticated animals. A domesticated dog doesn't know how to go out, some lap dog, and find its food if it's dumped out in the wilderness. So we've been corrupt so long that a coup, generally, that's why coups in Latin America and Africa and Asia usually get worse more times than not, because then it really accelerates, and then the coup arrests a bunch of the criminals. Everybody's like, yay! But then there were criminals behind those criminals, like shark teeth, and so it actually degenerates. We need a cultural revolution to take a word from Mao Zedong, but turn it around towards liberty, 1776 worldwide, and identify collectivism and all the things that allow this to grow. You know, the atmosphere in which it swims, the soil in which the plant can live, this tyranny. And so we've got to remove that, and we've got to each of us resist it and make decisions to resist it. If grand juries would start going after people like John Corzine and Ben Bernanke and all these insider traders, I mean, yeah, they're all committing crimes openly. They should go to prison. Our stinking government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. They should all be arrested. Hillary Clinton should be arrested. Obama should be arrested. All of them. The problem is that they have criminal boards under them, where they get giant corporate and government boards to vote for something, so they all have plausible deniability, and they all have statements of fact designed to stop a prosecution. I mean, these people are lawyers, man. They're slick. Where the stated reasons for all their programs are one thing, they've just got key men in positions and women who know that it's really another. So it's all written up as one thing, but it really does another. And then there are manuals and books they've written where they admit that. So we can still prosecute them. I could put them in prison. If I could prosecute each one of them, and I had the law on my side, which I do, but the enforcers on my side, and it wasn't a nation of cowards by and large in so many respects, we could go and start arresting the big kingpins first, not start at the bottom. And then others would flip real fast, and you could roll them up. And I could sit there before each jury, because they all deserve jury trials, because if we take their jury trial, I lose mine. And I could guaranteed put all of them in prison. The problem is we wouldn't have enough prosecutors to get that done. I mean, it is a conundrum. I mean, we're in a deep, deep fix here, bud. I agree with you on that. I mean, a lot of people want to go with the March on Washington, the coup d'etat, stuff, and I just think it isn't going to fly. I mean, it might have flown if the Germans could have been successful, because their people were professional and dedicated. It could have flown. It flew with our founding fathers, but they had to fight a 7-year war or 6.5-year war. I mean, I just don't know if we've got the men that we've had in the past. And I'm sure there's men out there who are smarter than I am, harder working, tougher. I'm just telling you, I've looked at this from every angle. And I don't think America has the metal it once had. I mean, what do you think?
I speak to a lot of people. I pass out business cards that say 8 things everyone should know about the government. And everyone that I speak to, all business owners, all men that I speak to, are aware. Everyone's got pieces to this puzzle. You know, they notice their taxes are going up. And I guarantee you, everybody that's in the military, which we are the majority, the leaders are the minority. We are the majority, and our servicemen know that they were fighting unconstitutional wars, and they're sick of it.
I tell you what, I want to hear more from you. This is Nelson's laying it out here, and then we'll go to Chad listening on 770 AM WAIS. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Aaron Dyke's coming up with a big special report on GMOs creeping into organic food stores nationwide and the bullying tactics to try to shut us down from reporting on it. We've talked to the organic spies that infiltrated and had their videos shut down. We've got some information on that. They may be on the show, but they don't want to use their names. I mean, how it's shocking to actually go in a store and show that it's got GMO everywhere. And again, GMO, organic means no pesticide and naturally grown. GMO, it's one thing if something isn't organic. But when it's GMO, that means they've genetically modified it. And that means splicing things, and that's where the danger is. Okay, going back to the caller that we were just speaking with, Nelson in Georgia real quick, then Chad in Ohio. Go ahead, Nelson, finish your point.
The point is, you know, we know who the criminals are. We know who the people are. Our military knows they're over there murdering innocent women and children. Stop following the unconstitutional orders. You know, if they tell you to do that, take them out. You're the ones in the planes. You're the ones in the helicopters. You're the ones with the guns. You know.
Well, sir, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. I don't think you're an operative or a provocateur calling in, but listen, I love how people always send me emails or I see comments saying, Alex, you need to call for violent overthrow. You need to go take people out. Why is it we need to go take people out? Look, listen, here's the deal. The globalists stage events to then blame it on the liberty movement because they want to get violence going. They've got a 9% approval rating. People are waking up to the private Federal Reserve. The globalists are in trouble, folks. Their precious Obama's been politically destroyed. And as things get worse, if we just keep putting the word out and exposing it, they're going to politically run out of steam. If they stage a false flag, everybody knows about false flags now, to the point of ABC News says the government may do one for Obama or Romney. I mean, we're forcing real issues. The military should be talking about, I thought we're fighting Al-Qaeda. I thought all these wars were about fighting Al-Qaeda. Why are we putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria? Why is Turkey shelling Syria to ship in Al-Qaeda to open up a corridor for them? A giant war has already started, but we're waiting for them to tell us it's a war. We're waiting for them to tell us it's a depression. They said we're not in a recession, folks. I mean, come on. They say the unemployment went down by almost 2 points. Yeah, and Keebler elves are real. The tooth fairy's real. I mean, come on. Come on, just speak out and say, we know you're a fraud. Call the fraud, the emperor's new clothes. The three-year-old points and says, the emperor's naked. No one had the nerve to say it. Start calling it. Chad in Ohio, listening on 770 AM WAIS, one of our wonderful affiliates. Welcome, sir.
Hi, how are you doing, Alex? I'm a longtime fan of your program. And my third book is about some of the horrors of biotechnology. We had huge protests in Athens, Ohio, against the Ohio University's Biotech Center. And we uncovered some shocking revelations that I document very well, including the fact that Ohio University spliced human and pig genes together to make faster and more leaner pork.
I knew that. You say you're an author. Have you sent us your books?
No, I'll do that.
We've only got about 2 minutes here. Tell me about your. They splice humans with cows, goats, pigs, insects. They grow them up to embryonic size. Some third world countries are bringing them all the way to term, and the general public doesn't know this.
And we become cannibals just by eating pork. But what I really want to talk to you about was I updated one of my websites, repealthepatriotact.org. It's the Patriot Act that's really created this clandestine Gestapo government. They have a sneak and peek provision where they break into people's homes without a court order. And I caught one on video breaking into my apartment and robbing me, and I'm very low income. And you can see that video at chadkister.com. Another one of my websites.
Well, sir, what's your name? Maybe we'll have you on as a guest. What's your name?
Chad Kister, K-I-S-T-E-R. I've got the website, chadkister.com, repealthepatriotact.org. I just recently updated.
No, you're right. Patriot Act is why the bank teller, the grocery store clerk, they're all spies now and asking you questions. That's to put you in databases. Even the Senate had a report 2 days ago admitting millions of Americans put on no-fly list for no reason. Threat Fusion Center spying on bake sale churches. I mean, it's a Stasi network, not for Al-Qaeda they run, for us. And you're absolutely on target about that. Don't forget, we have an article about a special 48-hour broadcast I'm going to do October 18th and 19th and the incredible roster. It's InfoWars announces next phase in fight against globalists. Linked in red at the top of InfoWars.com. Aaron Dykes is coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back at InfoWars.com, and we have a very special report for you. I'm so glad Alex gave me the time on the mic. We've been conducting this investigation for over a week now. Alex has put in his research. Our new reporter, Melissa Melton, has put in her research. Rob Dew and the other crew have all contributed. And what we found is astounding. It's a complete sellout of the organic movement. Now, for years, organizations like the Organic Consumers Association and others have warned that Whole Foods and other top big organic companies have been selling out the true organic movement, the true grass movements to resist GMOs and to fight back against Monsanto and the other giants, trying to monopolize the world at the complete risk of everyone's health. They have done the studies. We've had the experts like Jeffrey M. Smith on the air to break down all the different rat studies, the mice studies, the long-term studies that show
These GMOs are causing cancer, they're causing tumors, they're causing long-term sterility, they're causing general allergens, they're causing autoimmune responses. The list just goes on and on. This stuff is nightmarish, but our government has been bought out at the regulatory level, and they have literally put Monsanto lobbyists, Monsanto vice presidents, and on into the positions of power. Now, how does this relate to Whole Foods? Well, there's an investigative video last week which looked into the issue of, is Whole Foods selling genetically modified organisms? They denied that for a long time, and they've had their customers paying premiums for access to organic foods. They are the leading marketer of organic foods. They have more available than any other company. But at the same time, there's a deception because they're selling products that contain GMOs on their shelves. They're not labeled, and their customers are under the impression that everything is natural, everything's real, everything's good. And how does this happen? Well, we got to look back to the deal made in early 2001 over the deregulation of GE alfalfa. There's been a growing resistance against Monsanto and GMO foods. They know this, so they invited the biggest organic companies to the table. That includes, according to reports from Organic Consumers Association, Whole Foods, Stonyfield, the yogurt company, and other top companies, and they cut a deal. The word is they were at the table with Monsanto. They were definitely at the table with the Secretary of Agriculture, who is Tom Vilsack, who's been the best friend of Monsanto and biotech in general ever since his days as Iowa's governor. And they are now political buddies. We followed the donations. They give their money to the biotech sellouts while they tell you to keep buying the organic foods, to keep resisting GMOs. But they won't back the propositions to label it. California is the biggest one. It has a big chance of winning. But Monsanto, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and lots, dozens, in fact, of deceptive brands are all bankrolling to defeat Prop 37 so that you don't know that foods labeled all natural and similar deceptive labels are actually containing GMOs and not organics. It's a sellout that frankly compares to the sellout we saw in the Ron Paul Liberty movement, where the big machine tried to absorb the movement, tried to mainstream it while killing the true grassroots movement. In fact, there were articles over the summer about how Bilderberg conspiracies are a handicap for the Liberty movement, how they don't want people talking about real issues in the Liberty movement. They just want to attract the mainstream candidates. It's a big issue, but we have all the proof in this breakdown video. It's amazing. We've done the research, and we spoke to the public, and we finally got a comment out of Whole Foods official media representatives. Without further ado, I'm going to go to that report right now, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at a Whole Foods grocery store where we're trying to find out if people know about genetically modified food, about the dangers of that, and if they realize that Whole Foods is actually selling unlabeled genetically modified foods here at the store. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
You know, I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
I don't really even know what GMO is, to be honest with you.
Have you ever heard of genetically modified food?
Not much.
GMO, have you heard of that?
I've heard of that regarding corn.
Have you heard of GMO?
Absolutely.
Are you concerned about it?
Absolutely.
Do you support the labeling initiative?
Absolutely.
Would you be surprised if I told you that Whole Foods is selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
Yes.
Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. We're here to talk to members of the public today to find out if they're aware of GMO dangers and if they know what's inside this Whole Foods store. We have their latest press release, which admits that they do sell ingredients that include genetically modified foods. Have you heard about the recent study where they fed GM corn to rats and they developed tumors?
Yes, I have.
Are you shopping here partly to avoid genetically modified foods?
Yes. Yes. I haven't had a problem with genetically modified foods, and no, that wouldn't be why I was coming to Whole Foods.
So now, do they sell it or they don't sell it?
This Whole Foods truck says, what's cooking? And unfortunately, to the dismay of most people, according to this press release they just put out, it's GMO, genetically modified organisms. Do you know what you're eating? Were you aware that Whole Foods actually sells unlabeled GMOs?
I was not.
And we're surprised about that?
I think a lot of people probably are. Are you familiar with genetically modified food?
Well, I've heard of it.
Have you heard they've done studies recently that have shown that rats that are fed exclusive diets of genetically modified food actually get cancer, get tumors?
That makes sense. You go messing around with nature, some weird things are going to happen.
That's probably just the beginning of it.
Probably. Do you ever shop at Whole Foods?
You mean Whole Paycheck?
Do you ever shop at Whole Foods here?
Yeah, I work there.
Are you familiar that Whole Foods put out a press release saying there's genetically modified organisms being sold in the store?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
While talking to the public, we were unknowingly approached by Whole Foods media relations spokesperson, Libba Letton.
And as an employee of Whole Foods, do you find it concerning that Whole Foods has admitted in their press release that they're selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
No, I think that unless a store is all organic, every store in the country sells unlabeled genetically modified.
Well, do you think that it's fair to say that most people who come here come in search of organic whole foods and they think that what they're buying is probably not genetically modified, and so to have unlabeled GMO is kind of against that whole advertisement?
I don't know what people think. I think they come here for organic food. I think they come here for healthy food. And, again, I think the issue of people not knowing how pervasive GMOs are is a problem. But I don't think that Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have food with GMOs in them.
You don't?
You see behind me, they have the slogan on this new store location, nothing artificial ever. However, that's not the case, which is why we also have to now put the spotlight on Whole Foods.
Now I think we're very clear about marking which foods are non-GMO.
Only later did we discover in research that Libba also represented Whole Foods investor relations and food safety.
90% of the corn and canola and cottonseed and soy in this country is actually genetically modified through companies like Monsanto and DuPont. And the derivatives of that are put into the food. And Whole Foods, you know, they market themselves as a whole food organization, and yet a lot of the stuff in here has unlabeled genetically modified. So
where would you get food that's, where would you buy the food that's not genetically organized?
Well, that's the question.
Would it be surprising to you to find out that Whole Foods also sells GMOs?
No, I'm aware of that.
If I have the facts and if they're labeled, then that's fair, I'm educated. If they're not labeled, then I'm concerned. GMOs are one of the banes of our society right now, of our globe.
Well, I'm not really opposed to it. I mean, I think that most genetically modified food out there is actually safe and tested. A lot of it's going under FDA review. As long as the science is sound, I'm okay with it.
What does the FDA say about this?
Well, the FDA is kind of hard to gauge because Obama put Michael Taylor in, who was actually a Monsanto lobbyist for years and years, and now he's the food safety czar. So.
Well, that's, oh well, that's, isn't that politics as usual, huh?
If it is linked to cancer, I'd certainly like to know about it and stay away from it.
We don't know it would genetically modified unless we test it.
Is there any plans to maybe do some testing?
To test every product in the store and see if there's GMOs in them?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier to try and get some sort of federal requirement that all foods with GMOs have a label on them?
Here we go. Are you really?
Hi. Everything okay?
Yep, we're just asking people what they think about genetically modified organisms in Proposition 37. And
okay. Just make sure we're 3 feet from the curb at all times.
Okay. We're on the public sidewalk here, aren't we?
3 feet from the curb is public sidewalk. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty sure I am 3 feet from the curb. Am I not? Do you have a ruler?
Actually, I can go get one if I need to.
I think they're standing over there having a little meeting about how they would really like to kick us off this public sidewalk that we have a First Amendment right to be on right now. And they can stand there all day with their badge and the little walkie-talkie and make as many phone calls as they want, but legally we have every right to be here. Just like I think as consumers we have every right to know whether or not we're eating genetically modified Frankenfood science projects when we feed ourselves and our children, and when we go to a store that labels themselves as organic but then turns around and sells us GMO.
Talk to them, but you can't just be out in front of the store.
Well, can we talk to those people?
Yeah, let's call them.
Okay.
Look.
Well, and maybe what I should do is call the shopping center.
Okay.
It's really up to them. I mean, this is their private space. This is not a public space. This is a private property owned by the shopping center.
But not by Whole Foods.
No, not this one, no.
We're just concerned to find out they also sell GMOs, so.
Actually, GMOs are in almost everything. Like, it would be really hard to find completely non-GMO anything. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, I don't think there's ever been, like, we've never claimed that we don't sell GMOs.
There's a truck from Whole Foods coming this way. and it actually says 100% real ingredients. I just think that's really ironic because I don't think genetically modified and real are synonymous in any possible way. I mean, a unicorn Pegasus is real because I wrote about it in a book, but is it real? Something I created in a lab, it's a genetically modified Frankenfood science experiment, that's not real. And it's not food, at least it shouldn't be. Whole Foods was like one of the last large bastions of organic food, whole food, safe food. And that's why I think most consumers shop here. And then to quietly admit in a press release that isn't posted anywhere in the store, you have to go and search for it on their website to get it, that, oh yes, our food does contain genetically modified organisms, is just hypocritical to the nth degree, and it's dishonest and it's wrong. Do you think that maybe Whole Foods might consider supporting Proposition 37 financially?
We support Proposition 37 in a number of ways. You know, you can look at it that Whole Foods hasn't written a check to that yet.
Well, are you familiar with the fact that some of the higher-ups in Whole Foods have written a check to Christy Vilsack, Tom Vilsack's wife, who's the head of the USDA that's pretty much in bed with Monsanto?
Out of their personal bank accounts and not on behalf of Whole Foods Market, they can do whatever.
It's listed as Whole Foods Market, though.
Whole Foods Market to, well, I'm not aware of any of those.
He's also financially bankrolling Obama, who put, you know, Michael Taylor, who's a FDA food safety czar, and that guy's been a Monsanto lobbyist for years.
What about the donations to Gary Johnson?
I don't think it's like tit for tat, one good donation, one evil donation. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Only the bad ones matter.
It sends the wrong message, don't you think?
No, I think our actions send the message. I think private donations made by executives sends messages from them personally about what they're doing.
So what's all the fuss about Whole Foods and GMO? Well, it seems the bigwigs over there got pretty chummy with the USDA when they were hammering out the deal over Monsanto's deregulation of GE alfalfa. Now, Walter Robb from Whole Foods is donating to Christy Vilsack, the wife of Tom Vilsack, who heads the USDA department. Tom Vilsack bent over backwards for cloning, pushed GMOs into the mainstream, opened all the doors for Big Agra, and even stood up for the open-air experimentation of GMOs that had biopharmaceuticals blowing in the wind. Then Obama appointed Tom Vilsack to be Secretary of Agriculture so he could help fast-track GMOs big time. Now Tom Vilsack's wife, Christy, is running for Congress there. But don't worry, her opponent, Steve King, is also bought out by Big Agra and the biotech industry. The only question is, why would Walter Robb or any organic industry executive want to cut checks to the wife of someone who's fought Monsanto's fight every step of the way and done nothing but deceive the organic industry about regulating GMOs?
Well, what's really kind of troubling about Whole Foods also is that while they won't back Proposition 37 financially, some of their higher-ups have financially backed and donated to the political campaigns of people like Obama, who put in Michael Taylor as our food safety czar, who was a Monsanto lobbyist for years. He's now the FDA food safety czar. You've got them financially backing Tom Vilsack's wife, and he's the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, who's totally in bed with Monsanto. So it's like, you won't give money to Proposition 37, but some of your higher-ups are personally giving money to people they should be 100% against.
So I completely agree with that. I mean, they're all
disappointing. They're really big business and they're getting bigger all the time, and Mackey has a pretty good history of not straight dealing. So,
Mr. Mackey, I would tell him to go straight south.
As we try to protect ourselves through organic food and avoid GMOs, are we making Whole Foods a sacred cow, hoping they're an ally for our cause of eating natural, wholesome, organic foods, when in fact their leadership has sold out to the USDA, has met at the table with Monsanto, and has compromised with them, and in fact stocked GMOs on their shelf?
The science is in. The recent GMO study on rats serves as a stark reminder that what we don't know can hurt us. And duping an already uninformed public is just plain dangerous and evil.
While we agree that labeling non-GMO is a start, it simply does not follow that Whole Foods knowingly selling GMO products without at least warning the public, not just with some quiet press release, but with actual signage on store shelves, is wrong. Waiting for bought and paid for politicians to fix the problem is nothing short of leaving customers to fend for themselves against a clear and present danger while raking in the profits. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Aaron Dykes. And that is the report, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll get it at InfoWars.com, at the YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel. Get it out to everyone you know. But people say, why be critical of Whole Foods when they're pushing organics? Why be critical of the Ron Paul movement, even though it's been bought out and watered down? Well, we share the same principles as the organic movement, the resistance against GMOs. We share the same principles as what Ron Paul stands for, but we have to call out the corruption behind the scenes. It's not going to get better, and if we don't stop these GMOs, they're going to take over all of us, cause an epidemic of chronic disease, and it could lead to mass sterilization, all kinds of cancer and diseases. We must stop this stuff, and we don't have time to play games with sacred cows, and that includes the Whole Foods management. Why are they donating to Christy Vilsack's campaign? There's absolutely no excuse for it. We're going to get even more into those issues on the other side of this break. But what it comes down to is you've got a massive awakening on the organic anti-GMO issues. You've got people fighting back against Monsanto. You've got this latest study with BT corn showing that it causes tumors in rats, and countries around the world are trying to ban GMO. That's why you see Monsanto trying to spin the results of those studies, trying to take over brands that look friendly and organic so they can undermine the industry. They want to destroy the grassroots resistance. We can't let them. I'll see you on the other side. InfoWars.com. This is Aaron Dykes sending in, and this is an urgent message on GMOs. We've got to break through this perception that our friends are really wolves in sheep's clothing. They're not.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have that much more time to expound upon the issue, but the consequences could not be more dire for GMO. It's pretty clear that something is up. You've got a giant machine that's really part of the military-industrial complex using every trick in the book to control the media, to buy up opposition, and try to defuse it. That's why with this Whole Foods issue is so important. We don't want to criticize Whole Foods. I personally shop there. I enjoy having access to organic foods, but it is slipping away, particularly if we let the biggest apparent shepherds in the anti-GMO pro-organic movement actually become wolves in sheep's clothing or something like it. These people at Whole Foods are literally writing campaign checks to the Vilsack family, who bent over backwards for Monsanto, for biotech, you name it. I've got an article here. Congressional candidates show bipartisan support for BPI. That's Beef Products Incorporated. That's the pink slime company. And you've got Chrissy Vilsack, wife of the Secretary of Agriculture, saying she has no concerns at all. It's a safe product. There are wonderful people who work there. And by the way, her opposition is equally, if not more so, backed by biotech. That's how dirty all of this is. We have to break through this issue and understand what's really going on so we can back real advocates. And that's one of the reasons that you want to sign up. You probably want to get a personal subscription to the InfoWars magazine. It's colorful, it has wonderful illustrations, and it boils down the issue. This latest October issue is all about the end of humanity, the rise of robots. Alex Jones has a concise and poignant article in there, and we try to break down all the different angles of this, among them how DARPA is the real Skynet, like you've seen in the Terminator movies. They're the ones really developing and in particular steering this technology for military application, not against some foreign enemy, not against terrorists, but to control the people themselves. This is part of a larger eugenics plan. I've studied the GMO issue. I know very much that it's connected to a covert population control measure. Henry Kissinger said in 1974 to use food as a weapon. In particular, he meant third world population explosion and our USAID food aid to those countries. Do you really think they want to help build those people up when they have discounted humanity, when they have cheapened us? You need to find out more. That's in the InfoWars magazine. And again, you can get a subscription to all 12 issues throughout the year for $54.95. That includes shipping. But you can also buy it in bulk, by the tens, by the hundreds, by whatever you want to buy. And you can help distribute that magazine locally where you are, hand it out to people that you want to influence, that you want to turn onto these issues. And it's professional illustrations and very telling articles. A lot of good sponsors, too, frankly. I've checked out a lot of them. And you'll find articles like the ones that Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo wrote today on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nemo wrote, "Military police used for crowd control in South Carolina." It gets into the ever-expanding military operations, always merging with police, always trying to toss aside posse comitatus and other common sense regulations to stop us from entering a total control grid police state. This stuff is really going on, folks. You've got to check it out. Paul Watson, FEMA to mobilize for mass fatality planning. Yes, they have DMORT. They have other military designated units inside FEMA. They're prepared for mass casualties. In fact, they would really benefit from them because they gain the power. That's how government works. That's why big organic would like to see their competition destroyed and dissipated, because then they can hang with big agro pushing GMOs if they're the only niche allowed to continue in the organic market. They get to control the prices. That's how this stuff works. You've got to look into it. Don't forget to get the video on Monsanto, the GMO deception of Whole Foods. We're going to be on the nightly news tonight. So is Paul Joseph Watson. So tune into that. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the word out. Stop them somewhere. We got to do something, folks. Rebroadcast starts in just a moment. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.